KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In college basketball last night, Iowa's flown through the first 6 weeks of the season without a tight game, but the Hawkeyes finally got a late-game test, and they passed less than a week before the start of the Big Ten. None of Iowa's first 12 games were closer than 10 points, but the Hawkeyes needed some big plays in the final minutes to beat Boise State 81-72 last night. Devin Marble and Aaron White each scored 18 points to lead Iowa. Melson Basabi had 14 points and 11 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, who ended their non-conference slate with three straight wins. Kenny Buckner led the Broncos with 18 points on 9 of 12 shooting. Earlier this week, McCaffrey said playing Boise State would be like going up against a Big Ten team. Well, he'll find out soon how that will really look as the Hawkeyes open up Big Ten play against Purdue at home on Wednesday. The Broncos 9-4 after the loss. The Hawkeyes 8-5 with the victory last night. Doug McDermott scored 18 of his 27 points in the second half, and number 23 Creighton defeated a Big Ten opponent for the third time this season with an 87-79 victory over Northwestern last night. McDermott's performance trumped that of Northwestern's Drew Crawford, who scored 34 points to tie an opponent record at the CenturyLink Center. Antoine Young scored 13 points. Gregory Ekenik also had 11 last night to help lead the way for the Blue Jays, who are 10-1 now on the season. John Scherna had 18 points to lead Northwestern. The Wildcats are 10-2 after the loss. Elsewhere in top 25 college men's hoops last night, number 1 Syracuse beat Tulane 80-61. Number 2 Ohio State dumping Miami of Ohio 69-40. Third-rated Kentucky beat Loyola Maryland 87-63. Number 6 Baylor over St. Mary's of California 72-59. UConn beat Fairfield 79-71. The UConn team is number 8 in the land. Number 9 Missouri beat number 25 Illinois 78-74. 10th rated Marquette over Milwaukee 64-50. Number 11 Florida beat Florida State 82-64. 12th rated Kansas over Southern Cal 63-47. Long Beach State beat number 14 Xavier 68-58. 16th rated Georgetown over Memphis 70-59. Number 17 Indiana beat UMBC 89-47. It was 18th rated Mississippi State over Northwestern State 82-60. 19th ranked Michigan State beat Lehigh 90-81, and number 20 Michigan over Bradley 77-66. Well, the 5th Iowa girls high school basketball ratings out late yesterday afternoon as we head to the Christmas break. Here's a look at the rankings this time around. In Class 1A, North Mahaska remains number 1 with Bedford ranked 2nd. Arweva is 3rd. Villisca is at number 10 this week. Exira EHK up a couple of spots to number 11. Adair Casey moves up a notch to number 13 in the small school poll. In Class 2A, Otobolt Arthur BCIG again number 1. IKM Manning stays put at number 3. Kemper Catholic drops 4 places to number 9 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, South Tama is number 1 again this week. Glenwood checks in at number 5 again. Also in Class 4A, Iowa City West is number 1 with Lewis Central up a spot to number 13 in this week's poll. Just a couple of high school basketball games locally last night. In high school hoops, boys action, it was Sioux City East defeating Abraham Lincoln 67-23. Also girls hoops, it was Abraham Lincoln beating Sioux City East 51-37. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Oneida.
Well, as we head to the Christmas break, the Iowa High School Wrestling Coaches Association has put out the most recent dual team rankings for the year. Here's a look at the rankings and where the locals stand. In Class 1A, Nashua Plainfield is ranked number 1, with Underwood at number 4. They're 9-0 on the season. Logan Magnolia, 11-1 in duels. They're ranked 7th. Tri-Center is ranked 11th. The Trojans are 7-2 in duels this year. Guthrie Center, with a 16-4 dual record this season, is number 13. Audubon checks in at number 15 with a mark of 14-3. In Class 2A, Davenport Assumption is ranked number 1. Creston is number 4 in 2A. They're 6-0 on the season. Atlantic is 5-1 in duels. The Trojans are ranked 7th in this week's 2A poll. Class 3A, Bettendorf is number 1. Lewis Central is ranked 16th this week. In football, Doug Martin rushed for 151 yards and returned the opening kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown, giving Boise State a lead 14 seconds into the Mako Bowl Las Vegas, on the way to a 56-24 win over Arizona State in Dennis Erickson's final game as the Sun Devils head coach. Martin finished with 301 all-purpose yards for Boise State, which finished 12-1. Kellen Moore, the quarterback, finished with 266 yards and two touchdowns. He ends his career with a record 50 total wins. He's got a mark of 50-3 in 4 years as a starting quarterback. Arizona State finished 6-7. The Sun Devils' highlight came on a 97-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Rashad Ross to start the second half. Each half opened up with a touchdown return on a kickoff. In other college football news, USC quarterback Matt Barkley says he's returning for his senior year. At a news conference, Barkley says he hasn't completed his journey at Southern Cal. Barkley says he consulted with school officials as well as people affiliated with the NFL. Barkley says he knows he's ready for the challenge of the NFL, but he wants to stay in college for his final season. Barkley is coming off a spectacular season in which he led the Trojans to a 10-2 finish and the number 5 ranking in the country. Because of NCAA sanctions, though, USC was not allowed to play in the postseason. The 6'2", 220-pound signal caller has been projected as a first-round pick in the NFL draft after throwing for 3,528 yards and 39 touchdowns with just 7 interceptions this season. In other college football news, Texas A&M senior offensive lineman Joseph Villavicencio has been killed in a car accident. According to the university, witness reports say that Villavicencio swerved to avoid a buzzard and veered head-on into the path of an 18-wheeler near the town of near a town that's 40 miles from College Station. Villavicencio spent part of yesterday with the team delivering gifts to families at a local shelter after the Aggies finished their last workout on campus in preparation for the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Virginia Tech kicker Cody Journal has been suspended indefinitely after being charged with breaking and entering. Blacksburg police say the 20-year-old Journal was one of 3 men charged Wednesday night after an alleged home invasion. The 17th-ranked Hokies play Michigan in the Sugar Bowl January 3rd. Paul Christ has been named the new head football coach at Pittsburgh. He leaves Wisconsin, where he turned the Badgers' offense into one of the best in the country. The 46-year-old Pitt is, this is their fourth head coach in the last 13 months, following Dave Wannstedt, Mike Haywood, and Todd Graham, who resigned after one season last week. Former Auburn coach Terry Bowden is the new head football coach at Akron. Bowden, the son of former Florida State head coach Bobby Bowden, has been working at Division II North Alabama the past 3 seasons after a decade-long absence from the sidelines. Western Carolina has hired veteran Appalachian State assistant Mark Spear as its head football coach. He's taking over for Dennis Wagner, who resigned last month after going 8-36 in nearly 4 seasons. Iowa State has signed 3 new football players who will enroll next semester and participate in spring ball. Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes says defensive end Corey Morrissey and defensive back T.J. Mutcherson, along with Clifford Stokes, have signed to play for Iowa State. Morrissey, a former star at nearby Gilbert High, played last season at Iowa Western. He'll be a sophomore in 2012. Mutcherson attended Hillsborough Community College in Florida but didn't play football. The former prep star from Tampa will be a freshman in 2012. Stokes, a junior from Trinity Valley Community College, chose Iowa State over offers from Baylor, Houston, Kansas, and Minnesota. Well, the Indianapolis Colts went the first 13 games before notching their first win of the NFL season. Now they're on a roll. They've won 2 games in 5 days. Reggie Wayne caught a 1-yard touchdown pass from Dan Orlovsky with 19 seconds left as the Colts beat the playoff-bound Houston Texans 19-16. The AFC South champion Houston Texans at 10-5 are already in the playoffs, but the loss severely damaged their chances of getting a first-round bye. Chiefs offensive coordinator Bill Muir has given his unsolicited endorsement for Romeo Crennel to be hired as Kansas City's permanent coach. Muir said that the defense has turned the corner and that it will be a shame to change that. Crennel was elevated to interim coach nearly 2 weeks ago when the Chiefs fired Todd Haley after a 5-8 start. Crennel provided a calming influence last week, and Kansas City managed a 19-14 win over the previously undefeated Green Bay Packers. Muir is just the latest to endorse Crennel as the full-time coach. Star linebacker Tom Bahali said he'd like to see Crennel stay next season. Chiefs kicker Ryan Succop can move atop the franchise list for consecutive field goals made if he hits 2 more Saturday against Oakland. After a rough start to the season, Succop has made 21 in a row. Pete Stojanovic has the franchise mark of 22 straight, ahead of such greats as Hall of Famer Jan Stenerud, Nick Lowry, and Morten Andersen, the NFL's all-time leading scorer. Succop was 4-for-4 last Sunday against Green Bay, helping the Chiefs knock off the previously unbeaten Packers. He also kicked the winner in overtime earlier this season against San Diego. Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Anquan Boldin is having surgery on his knee to deal with slightly torn cartilage. Coach John Harbaugh says the veteran will miss the final 2 weeks of the regular season but will be able to return for the playoffs. Lee Evans is slated to start with Bolden's sideline. The 31-year-old Boldin has 57 receptions for 887 yards and 3 touchdowns this year. New York Jets linebacker Calvin Pace has been fined $15,000 by the NFL for an illegal hit on Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Michael Vick last Sunday. Four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Asante Samuel missed a second consecutive practice Thursday with a hamstring injury. Samuel is in danger of missing the Eagles game against the Cowboys on Saturday, a game the Eagles could need to win to keep alive their slim playoff hopes. If the Jets beat the Giants in an early game Saturday, Philadelphia would stay alive in the division race with a win in Dallas. Jamal Lewis, Dorsey Levin, and 2 other former NFL players have sued the league over brain injuries that they say left them struggling with medical problems years after their playing days ended. Lewis and Levens, along with Fulton Kuykendall and Ryan Stewart, filed that lawsuit. In the NHL last night, Toronto beat Buffalo 3-2. New York Rangers topped the New York Islanders 4-2. Ottawa over Florida in overtime 4-3. Nashville outscored Columbus 6-5. Winnipeg blanked Montreal 4-0. Calgary downed Detroit 3-2. Edmonton 4-1 over Minnesota. And in a shootout, Los Angeles 3-2 over Anaheim. In baseball news, Carlos Beltran and the World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a 2-year contract pending a physical that will help beef up the Cards lineup following the departure of Albert Pujols, who left the Cards to go to the LA Angels. KMOX, the Cardinals' flagship radio station, reported that the deal is for $26 million over 2 years. The 34-year-old Beltran batted .300 with 22 home runs and 84 RBIs and a .385 on-base percentage for the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants this year. Left-hander Gio Gonzalez says the Washington Nationals have agreed to acquire him in a trade with the Oakland Athletics, pending a physical. The 26-year-old Gonzalez, a first-round draft pick of the Chicago White Sox in 2004, confirmed the trade to the Associated Press. He went 16-12 last year, a career high for wins after getting 15 wins in 2010 with a 3.12 ERA and 32 starts, and was selected to his first All-Star game. He reached 200 innings the past 2 seasons. The A's will receive 4 of the Nats' top prospects, right-handers A.J. Cole and Brad Peacock, lefty Tom Malone, and catcher Derek Norris. In racing news, the IndyCar schedule will have a different look in 2012. China will host its first race August 19th, and series officials have put Detroit and Fontana, California back on the agenda. Of the 15 races announced, only 4 will take place on ovals. Series CEO Randy Bernard acknowledged he's still contemplating the addition of 2 more races. At the minimum, a 16th event has to be added to the as the agreement with title sponsor Izod requires that the series hold at least 16 races each season. And Kurt Busch has a new ride. Busch, who became one of NASCAR's most polarizing figures this past season, will return to the Sprint Cup Series in 2012. He'll drive the number 51 car for Phoenix Racing and owner James Finch. He calls the chance to ride for Finch a fantastic opportunity. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.